Previously on Lost.
I'm here to tell you that the island won't let you come alone. All of you have to go back.
Is that what this is about? This is insane. You guys are crazy.
Kate.
Yeah! Don't!
Saeed, where are you going?
I don't want any part of this.
How do you know he's alive?
There's someone. Someone here in Los Angeles.
Someone? Who?
The same person that's going to show us how to get back to the island.
Kate, can you hear me?
Jack?
Are you okay?
Are we?
Yeah. We're back.
What happened? I said all of them.
This is all I could get on short notice.
Guess it'll have to do for now.
All right. Let's get started.
Shall we?
this place?
The Dharma Initiative called it the lamppost. This is how they found the island.
Did you know about this place?
No. No, I didn't.
Is he telling the truth?
Probably not. Aha! Here we go. All right, I apologize if this is confusing, but let's pay attention, yes? The room we're standing in was constructed years ago over a unique pocket of electromagnetic energy. That energy connects to similar pockets all over the world. The people who built this room, however, were only interested in one, the island. Yes, the island. They'd gathered proof that it existed. They knew it was out there somewhere, but they just couldn't find it. Then, a very clever fellow built this pendulum on the theoretical notion that they should stop looking for where the island was supposed to be and start looking for where it was going to be.
What do you mean, where it was going to be?
Well, this fellow presumed, and correctly as it turned out, that the island was always moving. Why do you think you were never rescued? Now, while the movements of the island seem random, this man and his team created a series of equations which tell us, with a high degree of probability, where it is going to be at a certain point in time. Windows, as it were, that while open, provide a route back. Unfortunately, these windows don't stay open for very long. Yours closes in 36 hours.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Am I really hearing this? That's what this is about. You're all going back to the island, willingly?
Yes. Why are you here, Desmond?
I came here to deliver a message. Daniel Faraday, your son, sent me here. He wanted me to tell you that he and all the people on the island need your help. He said that only you could help him. He didn't say Jack, he didn't say son, he didn't say Ben, he said you.
But I am helping, dear.
Consider the message delivered.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, Desmond, but the island isn't done with you yet.
This woman cost me 4 years of my life, 4 years that I'll never get back, because you told me that I was supposed to go to that island. That it was my bloody purpose.
You listen to me, brother, and you listen carefully. These people, they're just using us. They're playing some kind of game, and we are just the pieces. Whatever she tells you to, ignore it. You say the island's not done with me? Well, I'm done with the island.
Binder in your hands shows all the air routes that fly over the coordinates where I believe the island will be in little more than a day from now. There's a commercial airliner flying from LA to Guam that's going to go right through our window. Ajira Airways Flight 316. If you have any hope of the island bringing you back, it must be that plane. You all need to be on it. It must be that flight. If you want to return, you need to recreate as best you can the circumstances that brought you there in the first place. That means as many of the same people as you are able to bring with you.
And what if we can't get anyone else to come with us? What if we're it?
All I can tell you is the result would be unpredictable.
So that's it. We just get on that flight and we just hope that it works. That's all.
No, that's not all, Jack. At least not for you.
Come on in.
Ben and Son
heard what they needed to hear, and this does not concern them. Oh, here we are.
What's this?
It's John Locke's suicide note.
I don't know.
Well, why would you? Obituaries don't see fit to mention when people hang themselves, Jack.
Why would he kill himself?
There are many reasons, I'm sure. But the only one that matters is this. He is going to help you get back. John is going to be a proxy. A substitute.
A substitute for who?
Jack. Who do you think? You need to, as best you can, recreate the conditions of the original flight. Which is why you need to give John something of your father's. You have to get something that belonged to your father, and you need to give it to John.
What?
That's what you have to do.
My father is gone. My father has been dead for 3 years. You want me to... And to give it to Locke. He's in a coffin. This is ridiculous.
Oh, stop thinking how ridiculous it is. And start asking yourself whether or not you believe it's going to work. That's why it's called a leap of faith, Jack.
Where's Son? She left.
And Locke? I mean, his body, the coffin.
I have a friend looking after it. I'll pick it up on my way to the airport.
What did she say to you, Jack?
Nothing that matters. Who is she? Why is she helping us? How does she know all this?
Thomas the Apostle. When Jesus wanted to return to Judea, knowing that he would probably be murdered there, Thomas said to the others, "Let us also go that we might die with him." But Thomas was not remembered for this bravery. His claim to fame came later. when he refused to acknowledge the resurrection. He just couldn't wrap his mind around it. The story goes that he needed to touch Jesus' wounds to be convinced.
So was he?
Of course he was. We're all convinced sooner or later, Jack.
Where are you going?
Oh, I made a promise to an old friend of mine. Just a loose end that needs tying up. See you at the airport, Jack.
Yeah, this is him. He did what?
This is the fourth time he's left. He's got to follow the rules or he'll have to move to our fully assisted facility.
Yeah, I understand.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is my pretty cat, Rabbit.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Jack.
We get out of here.
Sooner the better.
Could you please take one? Look at it.
Want to tell me why you took off this time, Ray?
Do I really need to answer that?
Will you at least tell me where the bus was headed?
Doesn't matter. Anywhere I go is somewhere better than here.
Packed a bag.
Of course I did. One of these times, I'm actually going to get away. They won't ever find me either.
Take off again, they're going to throw you out of here, Ray.
But what would I do without my magic shows?
I'm going to help you unpack, Granddad.
So how are you, kiddo? You seeing anyone special? Whatever happened to the girl you brought by with you that time? The pretty one with all the freckles. What was her name?
Kate. Not together anymore.
Oh. Well, look at the bright side. More time to come visit me.
I'd love to, Granddad. I really would. But I think I might be going away for a while.
Where's away exactly?
Somewhere better than here.
Touché.
Are these yours, Granddad?
No. Those were your father's. Your mom sent me a box of stuff after it died. Must have got mixed in when I packed for a quick getaway.
These shoes. Can I take them?
Be my guest.
Thank you.
What are you doing here?
Are you still going back to the island?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
Then I'm going with you.
Okay. What happened? Where's Aaron?
Don't ask questions. If you want me to go with you, you'll never ask me that question again. You'll never ask me about Aaron, do you understand, Jack?
Yes.
Thank you. Morning.
I made you some coffee, and there's orange juice. You still like milk and two sugars?
Yeah, sure. Don't make much sense for the island. You might want to consider hiking boots.
Those were my father's. When I went to pick up his body in Sydney, my dad didn't have any nice shoes. My mother wanted to have the funeral as soon as I landed back in L.A. But I thought, who the hell's going to see his feet? And so I had these old white tennis shoes, and I just said, use these, put these on. He wasn't worth a nice pair of shoes to me. The time it would take to go out and get them.
So why don't you get rid of them? Why hold on to something that makes you feel sad? Go ahead. I'll see you at the airport, okay?
Hello?
Hello, Jack, are you there?
Yeah, what's up? Is everything all right?
Listen, we don't have much time. I've been sidetracked, and I need you to pick up Locke's body and take it to the airport. The coffin is at Simon's Butcher Shop.
Corner of Grand and Hayes.
Why? What's happened to you?
Just do it. Please.
Are you Jill? Ben sent me.
I know who you are, Dr. Shepherd. Come on. What's in the bag? Sorry. Ben said to give you the van. I had to pull around back. Give me about 5 minutes.
whoever you are, John, you must be laughing your ass off that I'm actually doing this. Because this is even crazier than you were. And here, you can have that back. I've already heard everything you had to say, John. If you wanted me to go back, I'm going back. Rest in peace.
Mr. Shepard, if you just bear with me, the reason for transporting Mr. Bentham to Guam?
These were his wishes. He wanted to be buried there.
Who will be the recipient of the deceased upon arrival? Is there a funeral home?
That's
or...
me. Me. I'll be escorting the body.
And your relation to the deceased?
He was a friend.
Now, Mr. Shepard, I have to inform you that due to the increased security measures, we are required to open the casket and perform a screening. I assure you it's all done with care. Do you understand, Mr. Shepard? Mr. Shepard?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
And please sign here. Thank you for flying Egyria Air.
My condolences. I'm sorry you lost your friend.
Thank you.
Please remove all jackets, sweaters, jewelry, and footwear. Remove all laptops and electronic devices.
Jack.
Son. Hey.
You're surprised to see me?
I thought maybe you might change your mind.
There's even a chance that Chin is alive. I have to be on that plane.
All passengers, please have your tickets and identification available for security. Please remove all jackets, sweaters, jewelry, and...
This is a preliminary boarding announcement for Egyria Airways, flight 316, with service to Honolulu and Guam departing from gate 15. For those of you on the standby list, we'll have plenty of seats available. We would like to invite our pre-board first class and the Skype passengers to board the aircraft at this time.
What do you mean standbys? Is there no standbys?
Oh, no, sir. You don't need to worry. There are 78 seats open.
No. About those seats. All 78 of them. I'm Hugo Reyes. They aren't open, they're mine. Check and see.
Yes, I see that. Sir, these people just want to get to their destination. Why would you not want them to be able to travel?
You know, it doesn't matter why. They can take the next plane.
Hurry. What are you doing here? How did you know about this?
Well, it matters that I'm here, right?
Well, I'm glad that you're here, man.
Okay, then. Let's do this. Up to you.
Welcome to Egyria Air. Thank you, sir. Row 8 on your left. Welcome aboard. Yes, ma'am, you may. Yes, just make sure you put your bin on the compartment.
I will.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You made it.
Yeah. I made it.
should be everybody.
Hold up, wait, please. Thank you for not closing it.
Oh, that's okay. Right on in.
Thanks.
Wait, what's he doing here?
Early.
No, he can't come.
If you want to get back, this is how it's going to have to be.
Someone told me he was going to be here.
Who told you to be here, Hugo?
Is everything okay?
Yes. Yes, everything's fine. Right?
Yes, Jack, I'll be fine.
Are you Jack Shepard, seat 8C?
Yes.
Security found us while screening your cargo. Now, if you two don't mind taking your seats, we are going to be pushing back for takeoff.
What's that, Jack?
Nothing. And the other people on this plane, what's going to happen to them?
Who cares?
On behalf of the entire flight crew, welcome aboard. Currently, we're right on schedule, flying at a very comfortable 30,000 feet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the in-flight
scene. Excuse me, ma'am.
Mr. Shepard, can I help you?
I need to talk to the pilot. Frank Lapidus and I are old friends, and if you could just tell him I'm on board, I'd really appreciate it.
All right. But you just have to go sit down because you can't be near the cockpit door when it's open.
Sure. I understand.
World. What are you doing going to Guam?
What are you doing here, Frank?
Well, I picked this gig up about 8 months ago. Fly this around all the time. Sometimes I take the big birds into New Delhi. Is that Saeed? It's Hurley. Wait a second.
Mother taught me. I can read, Jack, because it beats what you're doing.
What's that?
Waiting for something to happen.
And what is going to happen?
You tell me, Jack. You're the one that got to stay after school with Miss Hawking.
Tuvok killed himself.
No. No, I didn't.
He found this stuffed in his pocket. I've been trying to get rid of it, but it's like it's following me. I know it sounds crazy, but it feels like John needs me to read it.
Why don't you then? Is it because you're afraid?
Afraid of what?
Afraid that he blames you? That it's your fault he killed himself?
Was it my fault?
No, Jack, it wasn't your fault. Let me give you some privacy.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Fasten your seatbelt, ma'am. Sir, please put on your seatbelt. Seatbelt, please.
Get up?
Yeah. The plane. Where's the plane?
I don't know. After that light, I woke up in the jungle.
Who is it? It's just us?
I'm not sure. Do either of you remember crashing?
Crashing? No. One thing I'm being tossed around, the next thing I know I'm in the lagoon.
Where is Sun and Saeed? Where's Ben?
All right. Let's spread out, search the jungle. If we come across anybody from the plane, we'll...
Dude.
Vince?